here on today's Lely Radio Sports page for a Let's Get to Know You segment with PCM's Lila Milani. Lila, let's just start off our conversation talking about, you know, other than basketball, what you're participating in now, what other sports or activities are you involved in at PCM?
Cross country and track.
My next question is, do you have a favorite sports memory? But I can imagine that probably cross country related is probably one of your favorite memories.
Yeah, cross country is my favorite sport, so literally, like, just the memory of that is nice.
Can you kind of talk about, you know, what the, for cross country, you know, being able to qualify for state the last 2 years, really, what did that mean to you?
The first year, I didn't really know what I was doing since it was my first year. I wasn't really expecting to qualify or anything like that, but the second year, it meant more to me because I knew that I had the ability to do that. So I think I put the work in and knew that I could do it. So,
you know, when you've had two back-to-back years of success like that, you know, getting to go to state your freshman year and then getting to go as a team your sophomore year, does it kind of give you a little bit of that taste for winning that you just, you know, want to continue improving?
Yep. I'm super excited to see what that team can do over the next year because we're all returning. So,
do you have, in your time here at PCM so far, do you have a specific coach that has left kind of the biggest impact on you, or a coach that you would maybe say as a mentor to you?
Yeah, Eric Osterhaus, he's a very big mentor, and then also my basketball coaches too, Sam and Jason. So,
Do you have a favorite, so from the time you were kindergarten up until now, do you have a favorite teacher?
I would say I loved Mr. Dunn's class, but I also loved Mr. Shibata's class. So,
all-time favorite food?
Any type of pasta.
You don't have a go-to?
No, not really.
Just any kind?
Yeah.
Favorite movie?
I would say probably Moana. It's like one of my comfort movies.
Do you have a hobby outside of sports or activities or school? Something you like to do in your free time?
I like to read, and in the winter I like to snowboard, and yeah.
You know, is there a specific place that you've enjoyed snowboarding the most?
Last spring break I went to Denver, Colorado, in like the Breckenridge area, I think, and that was really fun with the mountains and stuff.
You mentioned you like to read. Do you have an all-time favorite book, or if you don't have a favorite book, what's your favorite genre you like to read?
My favorite genre is like any romance or like, I don't remember what it's called, but I want to say I have a favorite book. I like mostly all the books I read.
Favorite board game?
I don't really play board games.
Do you have a card game maybe you like?
No, not really.
Okay. Best trip you've ever been on?
I would say the funnest trip I've been on is the one in Colorado because I got to go with one of my friends. So,
coolest city? This is kind of going off of this, but is there a specific city that's been really neat that you've ever spent time in, or a town or something like that?
I haven't been to any like big cities, but like I've been in some towns in Florida that have been really nice. I don't remember their names, but
a bucket list travel destination, somewhere you'd love to go someday.
Like either Greece or Hawaii, I've always wanted to go to.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Cookie dough.
Is there any college or professional sports teams you cheer for?
Iowa. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Favorite musical artist or band?
I love Lana Del Rey, and I think, yeah, that's it.
You have a favorite song of hers that's your favorite?
I like all of them, honestly.
Any pets?
I have 5 at my mom's and 1 at my dad's. 2 dogs at my mom's and 3 cats and 1 dog at my dad's.
When you were younger, when you were like a little kid, what was your favorite thing to do with your friends?
We'd always just make up games to play, like house, or usually it was house, so that was always fun.
If you could spend one day with a famous person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Drew Starkey.
Do you have a favorite annual tradition, something you maybe do with your family in the holidays or summertime?
Usually we just go on in the summer, we just go on a trip somewhere, not in the same place always, but sometimes it's mostly in Florida or like down at the Gulf shores and stuff.
Is there a specific place in, I used to live in Florida, is there a favorite place you've been in Florida?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't remember any of the names, honestly, so.
If you could eat only one type of sandwich the rest of your life, what would it be?
Like a turkey and cheese sandwich.
Okay. Go-to candy?
I like wild berry Skittles.
Favorite season and why?
I would say summer because it's warm and I love running in the summer and it, like the pool and no school and hanging out with friends all the time.
Who is a person in your life you would most likely go to for a piece of advice?
Probably my mom.
Favorite pizza topping?
Cheese. I like cheese.
Just plain cheese?
Yep.
What would you say is there if there is a meal, if any, that you would yourself would specialize in cooking? Is there something you can cook well?
I don't really know how to cook, but I mean, if I had a recipe, I could easily do it, so.
Do you prefer to be up early in the morning or stay up late?
Definitely stay up late. I have a hard time waking up in the morning.
And my last question for you, Lila, is what are you most looking forward to in this basketball season?
I am looking forward to seeing what this team can do. We have more freshmen coming in, which are talented, so I'm super excited with, like, Addy and Tori still being here, like, seeing what we can do as a team.
That's been a Let's Get to Know You segment with PCM's Lila Milani. Thanks, Lila.
Mm-hmm.